Thanks for streaming our podcast. Our SOS Radio team is always experimenting with new things. By financially supporting the music and conversation in our podcast, you're helping it grow.
I use the SOS Radio app when I'm working. I love the fact that there are no ads, there's no pop-ups, and I can listen to Scott Harrell's podcast. I made a $20 gift to help keep the music commercial-free.
You can make a donation to help grow the podcast at sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app.
19 Kids and Counting was a reality show for a lot of years that we talked about here on SOS Radio. Featured the Duggar family, and Ginger Duggar's one of the oldest children. Now she's married to Jeremy and has a family of her own. And Ginger and her husband Jeremy Volo are joining us on SOS Radio. Good morning, Ginger.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeremy.
How are you, Scott? Good to be here.
So Counting On airs on Monday nights on TLC. And Ginger, your parents, James and Michelle, had 19 kids, and their 13th grandchild's on the way. But if you talk to most families, they can't even comprehend having that many kids running around in the same house. What was it like growing up in a household like that? Was there even time to have your own quiet?
It was awesome. I loved it. Definitely never a dull moment. There was always someone to do something with. We jokingly said we had our own basketball team two times over, so it was a lot of fun.
So what was it like having that many brothers and sisters and every element of your life was just lived out in public?
Since we started so young with the TV show, I think it all kind of came naturally in the sense of having public lives. Even prior to that, my dad was in politics, and so we were constantly used to the public life. So when the TV show came along, it wasn't anything different. And so it was always something that my parents balanced very well. To have family time, but then to have the time where we were able to share our lives with the viewers.
We're talking to Ginger Duggar and her husband Jeremy Volo on SOS Radio, and they're a part of the TV show Counting On TLC. Jeremy, you met Ginger when the two of you were on a mission trip in Central America a few years back, and you thought, hey, let's do dating a little different than most people do.
That's right. When I saw Ginger and her heart for the Lord, she has a selfless desire to serve other people. When I saw that in her, and really how she submitted her life to God's word, I really knew that this is the woman that I want to marry. And so I expressed that interest to her father, and her father said, hey, well, why don't I get to know you a little bit? And then did that, build a relationship with Pops now, and then Ginger and I started courting. I had to adjust a little bit to courting, but it was great. We really enjoyed that time.
So, Jeremy, the term courting is a little different than what we hear about growing up in high school. How does that differ from the average dating experience?
Yeah, so the term courting, essentially, you can call it what you will. Some people say dating with a purpose or whatever. Basically, as Christians, we want to conduct relationships that glorify the Lord. And so, really, whether you call it dating, courting, whatever, its purpose is to honor Christ by relating to one another according to the principles of God's word. So basically, in all purity and having an intentionality, not playing fast and loose with someone's heart or body. And so in our relationship, we knew that we were wanting to be intentional about pursuing marriage. And so we called it courting, but really it's just seeking to honor Christ, how we conduct ourselves in a relationship.
So Jeremy, your mom, Diana Volo, is on with us today. When you're training your sons and you're training your daughters and you're thinking, okay, I want to teach my kids to think about dating differently, what was your thought and how we have those conversations so it just doesn't sound awkward?
Yes, you know, life was just a long conversation. We were always talking with our children all the time. So when we were developing relationships when they were children, we were teaching them how to take an interest in others and learn how to serve others. And of course, then that naturally goes into their dating relationships where it's not just about having fun all the time when things that you're not going to be doing most of the time in your life, but it's an intentionality as far as what are the qualities of this person? How can I encourage them? How can I love them? How can I serve them? And so I think there's just, we can know how to have great relationships with one another as mom and dad, child in the home. Actually, when you think about it, if you can relate well to those relationships, you'll be able to relate well to your childhood friends, but also to your dating relationships, especially those that, you know, you're intending for marriage.
We're talking about setting up dating strategies so it honors God on SOS Radio. We're talking with Ginger Duggar and her husband Jeremy Volo on SOS. They're a part of the show Counting On. It's on TLC. It follows the stories of the oldest Duggar kids now as they're leading into their own families. And Ginger, there's a baby this season.
Yes, there is. So on this season, I give birth to Felicity, and she's welcomed into the world, and it's amazing to see. There are a lot of other things exciting this season as well. You see John David, and he gets married to Abby, so their wedding is going to be there, and Josiah and Lauren, newlyweds, they head off to Austria for a honeymoon, and Josiah and Lauren as well open up about one of the most difficult challenges of their lives they've ever walked through and maybe will ever walk through, and so it's a very interesting season for sure.
So first time parenting, that could be daunting for many couples, Ginger, but how did you and Jeremy want to set this up? So you're honoring your husband, but then you're also taking care of your kids. What did your strategy start to look like?
Well, I'd say definitely trying to balance time between being a mother and still being a faithful wife. And I think that's been amazing to see how it just naturally kind of falls into place. God has designed us to be able to balance and handle all these things. And so we're thankful for the amazing support of our families and close friends around us that have really made life easy in this. And we just love, love being parents. Felicity is just such a little angel.
So Jeremy, what was the first tough lesson you had to face as a new dad?
You know, I don't know if it was a tough lesson, but it was definitely a lesson. I say maybe not tough because when I became a father, these paternal instincts just immediately kind of cropped up in my life. And it was pretty cool. People would tell you what to expect or how to prepare. But then you actually become a father, and all of a sudden, you kind of kick into fifth gear. And the lesson, I think, was less sleep, more coffee. But, you know, it wasn't a burden, really, because it was just kind of natural. Baby would be crying during the night, and I'd hop out of bed and run over and see how she's doing. So it's a joy, but it's definitely an adjustment.
We're talking to Ginger Duggar and her husband Jeremy Volo from the show Counting On. It airs on TLC. And Jeremy, your mom Diana Volo is joining us today. I know music was a big part of your family growing up, you know, art, culture. It's a great way just to bring that into a family. But Diana, you've worked with an organization called SWAN, which actually helps children of incarcerated parents.
Well, that's right. And I don't know if most Americans realize this, but there are more than 5 million children, or 1 in 14 in the United States, that have a parent in state or federal prison. Sadly, when a parent goes to prison, their children often suffer physically, mentally, emotionally. These children experience trauma from the separation or abandonment, as well as homelessness and continued or deepening poverty. And you see, that's the problem that this nonprofit, SWAN for Kids, is addressing. And why music? We are addressing it as providing a support group for these children, but we are also providing free music lessons and performance opportunities. Well, why? Research underscores music as being one of the finest disciplines to help a child succeed. So you see, when children find themselves in these circumstances, sometimes it can be a cycle because poverty, homelessness, and abandonment make children feel worthless and powerless. But we're trying to help them realize that their circumstances do not need to define them. God has given each child beautiful talents designed to help them succeed and to serve others. And SWAN is finding those talents in the children, and we're developing them through music. And it's in turn giving the children hope and a sense of dignity and purpose. So you see, we have a very difficult problem, one that could last for generations in a downward spiral. But what we're trying to do is help children to define who they are, that their circumstances do not need to define who they are. And you know, Scott, when we change the trajectory of one child's life, we impact generations. And that's what SWAN for Kids is all about. I would invite your listeners to kind of take a look at what we're doing. We have Facebook there where you can see our children. You can see the impact that SWAN for Kids is having. So we have a very difficult problem in the United States with 1 in 14 children experiencing this. But we have an amazing solution because music, like I said, is underscored to be one of the finest ways to help a child succeed.
I know, as Christians, if we don't believe in second chances, then what are we doing, right?
Oh, absolutely. And when you've experienced homelessness, poverty, or trauma, you're feeling hopeless and helpless, but we're empowering children. We're getting them on stages. They're realizing that they can be successful on stage and learn to present themselves to others and work as a team. And, oh my goodness, music improves their IQ, sharpens their focus, It helps them physically relieve the stress of these difficulties and emotionally as well. We all know the impact that music has on all of our lives. So sometimes you see a problem, you say, how in the world can I help children experiencing the trauma of being separated from their parents, abandoned or homeless? Well, music is an amazingly powerful solution to a very serious problem. So we'd love for our listeners to visit us at Swan for Kids.
You know, children with incarcerated parents, they often just feel forgotten because they don't know where mom or dad are. Or maybe their mom doesn't tell them where dad is and tell the whole truth because, you know, they're not old enough to fully comprehend all of that yet. We actually do something every Christmas here at SOS Radio, and we call it 50 Christmases. And we started with like 15 Christmases and went to like 20 or 25. But this last year we did 50. And what we did is we set up this room with 50 individual living room sets. I'm talking couches, coffee table, love seat. Fresh cut Christmas tree, and we brought in 50 families of children that have incarcerated parents and just blessed these kids with Christmas gifts and bikes and guitars, and then we're able to surprise the children with mom or dad actually showing up for this Christmas party.
Oh, how beautiful.
It's been amazing. We've been working with an organization called Hope for Prisoners over the last few years to do that. It's one of my favorite things that we get to do to serve in this community because you see that tangible fruit. You see the way that it affects these kids and changes the trajectory of their life, because what we want to do is break that cycle from repeating itself.
Well, that's absolutely true, and that's what music does. So you have a problem with a lot of collateral damage, and often we can just be overwhelmed. Well, how can we solve the problem? Swan for Kids is a solution for this. You know, these children are suffering in silence. There is no colored ribbon, a blue or pink ribbon for them. So that's why Swan for Kids is trying to bring this problem to light so that they come out from suffering in silence. And we actually have an impactful solution. Music is underscored to help children scholastically, emotionally, physically, mentally. So please visit us at Swan for Kids. And thank you so much for helping us to get the word out to help these children. Our goal at Swan for Kids is to expand our enrollment and actually have more branches across the country.
We're talking about balancing our crazy family schedules on SOS Radio. We're talking with Ginger Duggar and her husband Jeremy Volo on SOS. They're on the show Counting On. It's on TLC. Obviously, Ginger, when you grow up in a family with 19 kids and counting, you learn a lot about schedules, and your parents have to have some guardrails and have to have some strategy when every kid wants to play baseball or try dance or take music lessons and mom and dad are trying to get them there. I mean, Jeremy, you were a professional soccer player, so you know a lot about the diligence that comes with this. But what do you suggest families look at when they're thinking about schedules and the crazy sports and music needs and ballet and dance resources that are out there? It can run our family ragged.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a huge issue. And as a pastor, I would say we have to recognize and understand the primacy of the place of the local church. And so the local church should not be something that we attend on Saturday morning or drop the kids off on Tuesday, but having a real place in our life, the primacy of the local church. Even as a professional athlete, I grew up not playing on Sundays because my father and mother said, we're going to keep Christ first in the local church. And people told me, Scott, throughout my childhood, you're never going to go to a good college. You're never going to make it pro. You're not playing on Sunday. You're not going to be on the best teams. And yet I, out of all the kids I knew playing soccer, was one of maybe two or three that made it professionally because I sought to honor the Lord and we sought to put Christ first no matter what, no matter what sacrifice that required. So as a Christian, we've got to recognize the primacy of Christ and the local church in our lives before the crazy busyness.
Now, Ginger, what's your perspective on all that? You had 18 brothers and sisters all fighting for mom and dad's time and everyone trying to fit into the van to get to all their activities. How are you thinking about all of that now that you have a kid of your own?
Well, most definitely. There was a lot to keep up with. People going here and there for music lessons or just different events throughout the day. And now that we have our own little one, we've already begun speaking of those things and what we would desire for Felicity. And I think we'll just see as she gets older for her to explore her options and see what things she would be interested in. For sure, I think some music classes are in store for her. Get some violin in, like her grandma. And I think that definitely just balancing those things is our priority for our kids, would be just to have our kids to know and love Christ first and foremost, and to know that that's the most important thing. And then
all other activities would be secondary.
We're talking to Ginger Duggar and Jeremy Volo from the show Counting On that airs on TLC. Jeremy, you play professional soccer, and your mom's actually on the phone. I wanted to get her perspective on how you run these family schedules. Now that you've done that from childhood, playing youth rec soccer to joining all the club sports and everybody telling, hey, you need to do this if you're ever going to get a scholarship, or you ever need to do this to go pro. And your son ended up going pro as a soccer player, but how did your family look at guardrails and protection for your faith elements as you were raising your kids?
Well, thank you for asking that. Family time is very important. The children have their chores and their routine with reading the Bible in the morning. And my husband went out early to read and pray, but he came home every morning at a certain time. We knew when breakfast was, and we had time as a family. That time we would have a little devotion. We would read the newspaper and discuss life and tie it all to, you know, a biblical worldview. They would go about their busy day, but we would always pull back for dinner time and sit together as a family for dinner and after dinner have devotions again. But life was always a conversation. We talked a lot and listened a lot to our children, and that is so important. I think we can be busy with many things, but as long as we are taking time first to be quiet before the Lord as a family, to instruct our children not only through the church but through family devotions, and have that time of listening and talking and interpreting the world through the Bible, we're setting up our children on the foundation that they will need for all of their life, and it will have eternal consequences.
We're talking about Counting On with Ginger Duggar and her husband Jeremy Volo on SWS Radio, and they're a part of that show, and you can catch it on TLC. It actually follows the stories of the oldest Duggar kids now that they have families of their own. Thanks, Ginger.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.